It's Monday, May 20th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Three people died in vehicle crashes this weekend. There's road closures for downtown Main Street projects in Westlake and Barron. The state's Republican Party endorses Eric Hovde for Senate, and it's still unlikely that medical marijuana will get the green light in Wisconsin. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Two people were killed in a single-vehicle crash west of Milltown this weekend. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says the crash was discovered by a passing ambulance on Sunday. It appeared the vehicle was traveling north on Highway 35 when it crossed the center line and entered the west ditch on the curve south of County Highway G. The car struck several trees and rolled. The driver was found deceased inside the vehicle. The passenger was ejected and found deceased outside. Investigators say the crash likely happened the night before it was found. Names have not yet been released. A motorcycle rider was killed Saturday evening in rural Dunn County. Sheriff Kevin Biggs said responders were called to the scene just after 7:30 p.m. Saturday on 145th Street, just north of County Highway K, about 2 miles north of Connersville. It appeared the rider was traveling north on 145th Street, crossed the center line, struck a field driveway in the west ditch, went airborne, and crashed. The rider was found unresponsive. Life-saving measures were not successful, and the rider was pronounced deceased at the scene. Investigators say alcohol appeared to be a factor in the crash. The name of the rider was withheld pending family notification. A Frederick man was arrested for a 6 OWI offense. The State Patrol said 48-year-old Carlson J. Lee was pulled over for a traffic violation early Saturday morning on County Highway B near Siren. A trooper allegedly found signs of impairment, and after an investigation, Lee was arrested on charges of 6 OWI, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and operating a motor vehicle while revoked. Wisconsin Republicans endorse their U.S. Senate candidate at their state party convention. Bob Haig tells us more.
Banker and real estate developer Eric Hovde was the only Senate candidate who met the qualifications to speak and be on the state party's endorsement ballot over the weekend in Appleton, although some delegates wanted to hear from UW-Stevens Point College Republican Rajani Ravindran. Party leaders said Ravindran was not allowed to speak because she didn't meet the qualifications. Hovde will face incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin in November. The Real Clear Politics average of polls shows Baldwin with a 6.8-point lead over Hovde. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin will hold its state convention next month in Milwaukee. The same city will host the 2024 Republican National Convention in July. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Last week, the Biden administration moved cannabis into the Drug Enforcement Administration's Less Hazardous Schedule 3 classification. Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson doesn't expect attitudes to change among her Republican colleagues.
Unfortunately, Republicans at the helm still consider marijuana to be a gateway drug, and they're unwilling to budge.
Johnson says the reclassification just makes sense.
There is no reason that marijuana should be classified as a Schedule 1 drug when fentanyl is classified as a Schedule 2. We all know what's fueling the epidemic here, what's fueling the overdoses.
A limited, tightly controlled medical marijuana bill failed to advance in the Wisconsin legislature last session due to strong opposition by Senate Republicans. In an unrelated story, marijuana plants were found growing in a flower garden at the Capitol last week. It was not known how they got there, but it appeared they were intentionally planted. Those plants were removed. The Department of Natural Resources wants you to get an endangered resources license plate. Raymond Newport takes a look.
The DNR announced it's offering a $25 rebate on those specialty plates in honor of Endangered Species Day. The plates have been in circulation for 30 years, and DNR staff say the funds raised by the sales of the plate have funded conservation of over 400 endangered wildlife species and 300 plant species in Wisconsin. The promotion is good through the end of 2024. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.